It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Jeff Seifert in the studio with Jennifer Robinson, who's here from the Sitka Chamber of Commerce, Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, and continuing your efforts to promote Sitka as a good place to shop, good place to do business, and a big fundraising event coming up here very shortly. Jennifer?
Yeah, we do. We have the Harvest Wine and Beer Tasting. It's going to be this Friday, October 7th. It starts at 6 p.m., and we'd love to have everyone come. It's going to be at the Westmark, and we're actually going to have it in the dining room this time, which is different than in the past. So we're excited about that. We'll have the big windows and just a different look, so I think it'll be a lot of fun. And Chef Randy's been doing a great job with our chamber lunches, and so we're excited to see what he puts together for hors d'oeuvres. I'm sure they'll be great. Live music and door prizes, of course. Everyone likes door prizes. So, and then the fantastic selection of wines and beers will be presented by Sitka's distributors. And so not only will you get to taste all of those, but you can also purchase now at great discounts for the holidays. So that's always a wonderful thing. And tickets are available at the Westmark, at House of Liquor, and at Old Harbor Books. So,
and just $35, that's a pretty sweet deal for all you get. Who's going to be the live music this year?
You know, I haven't heard yet.
Oh, okay. Well, surprise live band. That's fine. And the proceeds from this just go into the general operation of the chamber and what you guys are trying to do?
Yeah, they do. It's all of our revenue is generated by dues and fundraisers like this, so helps us to support business in Sitka. So,
you know, people who enjoy wines or fine beers or something like that, you always find a new favorite when you go to one of these events. Some surprising new wines out there that you might not know about, so it's a great opportunity to find out more. And from the distributors who actually know their stuff about the wines and can tell you why, what they're good with and what, you know.
Yeah, they're definitely experts at pairing wines, so yeah, it's a lot of fun. And they'll help you even there if you want to try the wines with different foods, suggest which ones to try with different wines right at the wine tastings.
And a great way to kick off the fall, just get together with other folks in the community and have a good time.
Definitely.
Yeah, so the Chamber of Commerce is in operation all the time, 365 days a year, basically. And you have started a new campaign that's going to try and steer folks into looking at Sitka before they look anywhere else when they go shopping.
Yeah, we are so excited to have launched this. We call it our Look Local First campaign, and it's an initiative aimed at highlighting the importance of local commerce. So we're working with KIFW and The Rock, and it's been great. Just the initial launch has been fantastic, the energy that we've had, and people are really excited about it. So it's a campaign that they have run in Juneau now further on their second year, and it's been very, very successful. And so we're drawing on their experience to launch this one. And so we really do owe a tremendous thank you both to Richard Burns. He's the group CEO of Alaska Broadcast Communications, and also to Juneau Chamber's CEO, Kathy Romick. And I've worked really closely with both of them to ensure that this campaign is going to be successful in Sitka. So
what's involved in the campaign? How do you go about steering people back towards the downtown area instead of towards their computer, basically?
Well, a lot of it, I think, is just accountability and getting people thinking about it. So the radio station, Sitka Radio Center, has made a $100,000 contribution of airtime to this campaign, and a jingle's been created for Sitka, and so that with messages from, you know, different people, and you'll hear, if you listen to the station, you'll hear a lot of different voices backing up this campaign. But really, I think it's such a good reminder. A lot of times it's so easy to jump on your computer and just order something, and you don't think about, oh, I might be able to get this in town. And also, well, okay, yeah, I just lost my train of thought. That's pretty much it. Just, I mean, go step into the store and take a look first before you go online.
So. Well, and the effect that your dollar has spending it in town as compared to spending it online, the trickle-down effect, I use that term too much, but it really has one when you figure that you're supporting not only the business but their employees and the economy just keeps spinning that way.
It's really important. It really does make a significant difference.
Well, one of the regular, all the time things that goes on with the chamber is your weekly luncheons. And what a lot of people might not know is you don't necessarily have to be a chamber member to attend these luncheons. There's lots of interesting topics, and people can come and take part in that anytime they want.
Yeah, definitely. It's usually we try to get the speak in the newspaper and everything so people can see who's going to be speaking at each luncheon, so you get an idea if it's one that you want to attend. Of course, we love everyone to come to every luncheon. But also you can get our newsletter, or you can even just look on the website. We have a lineup, and the website's sitgachamber.com, and there's information there about signing up for the newsletter too.
Do you have to be a business to be a part of the Chamber of Commerce?
You do not. We also have nonprofit memberships and individual memberships.
Okay, so anybody that just wants to make Sitka a better place can be a part of it.
Absolutely.
Okay, and coming up in the next couple of weeks at your Wednesday luncheons, for instance, today is a pretty...
Yep, today we have the Alaska Day Committee, and joining them is actually going to be the Sitka Historical Society, Bob Mettinger. And the theme this year has to do with vintage aircraft, and so I've been told we're going to have a pretty neat presentation today that's unlike any that Alaska Day Committee has done in the past. So,
and I hear the Keystone Cops are coming back this year. Is that true?
You know, I haven't heard yet. I haven't heard yet. So that'll be exciting if they are.
Running high.
Yeah, exactly.
Running high. And another big event that happens in the fall towards the holidays is the Sitka Artisans Market, and that's going to be another thing coming up in the very near future that you're already getting ready for.
We are getting ready for it, and a little bit behind schedule. I've had a lot of calls, but rest assured, everyone, it will be happening this year. It's going to be December 2nd through the 4th. And we are changing things up a little bit. In the past, the Artisans Market was held earlier in the year. And so next year, it will actually be in November. And so we're working on getting it more into October and November rather than so close to the holidays. And we certainly don't want to be competing with our downtown shopping experience. So we're excited about that. And then also, since our mission as the chamber is to support, you know, local business and our membership, we are actually asking that merchants become, or that vendors become, chamber members this year. So that's also a little bit different, but we will be working with vendors. I know that can sound a little bit scary, but we'll work with them. It'll be prorated for this year and everything. So,
well, there's a lot of benefits to being a member of the Sitka Chamber of Commerce. And other upcoming events towards the end of the year here, or actually this month, actually, is Moonlight Madness. When's that going to happen?
That will be October 27th.
And merchants will be staying open late?
Yep. So lots of sales and spookiness, I'm sure. They usually go all out for Moonlight Madness, so that'll be a lot of fun. And then the downtown trick-or-treating will be on Halloween.
Do you know the hours of that, the downtown?
I don't have the hours on that yet.
Okay. Yeah, just
we'll
a nice, safe place for the kids to trick-or-treat, a little more lit up than some of the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
So the big event coming up, of course, is the Harvest Wine and Beer Tasting event. That's already coming up this Friday.
It is, just 2 days away.
Where can they get tickets again?
So they can get tickets at the Westmark, House of Liquor, Old Harbor Books, or at Chamber Lunch today. I'll have them for sale. So you can come and listen to our great speakers today and get your tickets all in one spot, along with a great meal from Chef Randy.
Now, is there a limited number of tickets? Should people get them?
There's a limited number. So I'm not sure where we're at on sales. I haven't checked in a couple of days, but we've been promoting a lot. So I wouldn't wait too long.
Okay, so get them while they're hot.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer Robinson, thanks for stopping by today. Looks like Chamber's staying busy. And if anybody has any questions about any of these things coming up or how to become a Chamber member, how can they get a hold of you?
They can give me a call, 747-8604 as the Chamber office.
Okay.
I'd be happy to talk to anyone.
Great, Jennifer. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.